So meditation, prayer power, communion with this infinite intelligence, the mastery of the mind, a lighter diet. Now we go to the body temple. There are many spiritual traditions who ignore the physical structure and say what's important is the soul, the spirit. In our model, we find that you have been given this beautiful biotemple system, and we need to treat it with love and care. And as I've witnessed people move through the pranic movement over the last few decades, this is one area that I feel people neglect. They push their bodies too hard, too fast, as we've said. What does your body want? Can your body talk to you clearly? If not, why not? Do you tell your body regularly, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. You are an incredible system. You are so smart. You are so intelligent. You are magnificent. And I, as the essence being within you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. You just are amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. This Body I Love You is an amazing healing tool for anyone with body dysmorphia, for anorexia, for many people who lack self-worth, for women particularly. You think of how often women that you stand in front of a mirror and judge yourself so harshly when your body temple is just so incredible. And when we adopt this lifestyle, it will change. You will get fitter. You will be shinier. You will be more charismatic. You will look beautiful because beauty is from the inside out. It's not about our cosmetics or anything. You know, people criticize me and go, oh, I saw Jasmine 25 years ago and she has more wrinkles now. Well, I love my wrinkles. To me, true beauty is from the inside out. So this lifestyle helps. You know, I'm in my 60s now and I feel younger and stronger and fitter and more vibrant than I ever have. And it's because of this lifestyle and how I spend my time. So love your body, love this temple. And the next thing, let go of habitual exercise programs. You know, years ago, I was doing kickboxing and yoga and swimming and dancing and Tai Chi and Qigong, Pilates and so much because I thought the more I exercise, the stronger I'll be. And it helped. It helped me travel all around the world carrying heavy suitcases. And then I broke a rib and I realized I did it surfing in the ocean, boogie boarding, and I realized it was a message from my system saying, you need to break these habitual patterns. And so I couldn't exercise. I healed in about 3 weeks rather than the usual six because my body heals quickly. But it was time for me to stop and say, hey, body, what do you want? Not what is habitual behavior, but what do you want? And my body said, all I want is yoga. And so that's what I do, dancing, a little bit of dancing for fun, and yoga. So what does your body want? Let go of habitual programs with eating. Let go of habitual programs with exercising your body. Let go of habitual meditation programs and come back to the heart and really ask to attend to this lifestyle in a way that is joyous and easy and brings grace and allows you to really manifest your true nature. The next one is understanding the power of the compassionate heart. That when we come into kindness, when we come into compassion, we do end up existing in a very different zone of reality. Every day, do something for someone else for no other reason than because you can. Some people would call this selfless service, to give without any thought of reward. And it is these random acts of kindness that we are asking. Don't make them random. Be kind to others. Be kind to family. Be kind to friends. Be kind to yourself. Don't push yourself too hard. Let go of all this limited judgment. Love your humanness, but cultivate that which is divine within you through this lifestyle. So be kind, be compassionate to self and all life. Be loving and kind to the animal kingdom. Be loving and kind to Mother Earth. How can you exist harmoniously on this planet? Can you take less physical resources, depend more on this divine resource within? What difference will that make environmentally? Interesting choice. How can we exist in deeper levels of kindness and compassion with all life and with ourselves? That's number 6. So meditation, divine communion or prayer, quantum communion, if you like that, mastery of the mind, a lighter diet, treating the body as a temple, giving it love, exercising it, then being in the energy of kindness and compassion as much as you can with all life. And next, understand the power of silence and nature. I love Mother Nature. I have lived for the last 24 years, up to 6 months in every year, in very polluted cities, traveling around our world, and being in what we call the positive ions of city life, which many people know can be fragmenting if you are absorbing energy. But if you're radiating energy, as we talked about before, it's different, obviously. I personally love Mother Nature. The Qigong masters love Mother Nature. When people were ill years ago, they would go to the seaside and they would rest in the seaside and they would be healed by daily baths in seaside energy. The negative ions of Mother Nature are so healing. Watch the movie Grounded. I love this movie. It shows you how human bodies and animal bodies can heal by bathing in the electromagnetic frequency charges that Mother Nature produces. So great research from the Grounded movie people. I love time and silence in nature and stillness. And it is said by the ones I commune with that when we spend time in silence, we will hear the language of the divine. And when we spend time in silence in nature, we will see the beauty of creation and we will become much more environmentally conscious. And when we can see the beauty of creation in Mother Nature, it will make us see the beauty of the human creation much more easily. Can you flip? Train yourself to look for the good in all, to look for the God in all, to look for the pure essence in all, whatever your terms, words are. Can you look to see evidence of unity consciousness all through our planet in life? The more we look to see, the more we will be revealed. So silent stillness is a state of being that you can be doing, but you are not doing. The pure beingness that you are, that pure presence does the doing for you. So your electromagnetic radiations have a dance, a play with life. And you find yourself magnetized through this lifestyle into a different reality zone. So, number 8. The power of music. Sacred music. Sacred music is used by all cultures throughout our world. It is said that sacred music and music is a gift from the angelic realms and a quick way to feed our heart. Our emotional body feeds itself on music. Notice in your life how quickly you respond and change your state with uplifting music, or if you're angry and you play maybe music, or if you want to feel more peaceful and you play peaceful zen-like music. Music is an amazing state changer. It changes our state of awareness so quickly. So here we have 8 ways of spending time that are so powerful, that set up from the collective 8 things a different magnetic attractor pattern within us to anchor us, drop us back into a different zone. Through these 8 points, we find we are physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually nourished in a very different way. And when we take time in our life to do these things, to spend time in these 8 levels, we find we sleep less, we get greater mental clarity, the body heals if required, we get physically stronger, healthier, cleaner, fitter, we get emotionally in that energy of more peace. Our mental clarity is incredible in that we can find solutions very quickly. We tap into realms of creativity, so we work far more effectively in our work. Our relationships change with everyone around us because we ourselves have changed our relationship with ourselves. We are anchored in peace consistently. We feel whole, we feel complete, we just lose our emotional, mental, and physical hungers. So this is the lifestyle that we have noticed that many pranic people live and give time to, because this is the lifestyle of freedom. I never think about being nourished by prana. I just am nourished by prana. If I want to take physical food like many others from time to time, it's for pleasure. I would take in a year for a long time what people would take in a week. What impact does this have on global resources? What impact does this have on global warming? Pranic nourishment, being a pranic person, is choosing to spend our time in a way that brings this feeling of wholeness, completion, losing every hunger, being in deep peace, in unity consciousness, and in harmony. We move ourselves from one zone magnetically, naturally, organically into another zone where our whole physiology operates differently. Click, click, change the dial. Click, click, change the dial. Meditation, communion with this quantum intelligence and what is infused in the quantum field. Mastery of the mind, a lighter diet, listening to what the body wants, not what you think it needs from limited conditioning. Treating the body as a temple, giving it love, exercise. Time in silence, in nature. Time in kindness and compassion. Sacred music. These things change us at our core. Revibrate us from one reality into another. This is the secret of pranic living, how we spend our time, what zone of reality we are anchored into. Can you use the breath test? We do this with people all the time. Your body knows. What if you just say, make the statement, it is beneficial for me to do more meditation. And the breath goes, yes. Or it is for my highest good to change my meditation techniques. And the breath goes, yes. Making this as statements, it is for my highest good to change the way I meditate. Breath says yes, or maybe it says no. It is for my highest good to explore more the power of prayer. It is for my highest good to engage in deeper levels of friendship and communion with quantum intelligence. It is for my highest good to lighten up my diet. It is for my highest good to do more yoga or learn qigong or all these things. Maybe your body wants you just to dance. Dance, dance, dance. That's a fabulous exercise. So check with this breath test. What does your inner beingness want you to adjust in your day-to-day lifestyle so that you can come into deeper levels of true oneness, where your pure nature, essence, is the dominant frequency radiating through this system, and you gain freedom on all levels. This is Jasmine Heen sharing this series with you from my heart to yours. Stay tuned for a little more.